Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
And hi, my name is Marco.
Hi. So, Marco, today we've got a newbie level lesson.
Newbie level lesson. Easy, but...
important and useful.
Yes, filled with the useful content.
That's right. So this one's actually for people who are hoping to travel to Italy and need to find the train station. So we're talking about getting directions here. And we're also talking about, well, being from different places. So you're going to learn all about these things coming up. We'll hear this dialogue three times. If you don't understand everything, not to worry, because we'll be translating as well. So let's get started.
Dialogue, first time.
Mi scusi, dov'è la stazione?
Ma lo sa anche un bambino dov'è la stazione di Bologna.
Ma io sono di Berlino.
Mi scusi.
Dialogue, second time.
Mi scusi, dov'è la stazione?
Ma lo sa anche un bambino dov'è la stazione di Bologna.
Ma io sono di Berlino.
Mi scusi.
Dialogue, third time.
Mi scusi, dov'è la stazione?
Ma lo sa anche un bambino dov'è la stazione di Bologna.
Ma io sono di Berlino.
Mi scusi.
And we're back. So we've got an antagonistic little interaction between two people who are talking about the train station in Bologna.
Yes, la stazione di Bologna.
Let's translate this line by line, though, to find out what exactly we're trying to do at the station.
Mi scusi, dov'è la stazione?
Excuse me, where's the station?
Mi scusi, dov'è la stazione?
Excuse me, where's the train station?
Mi scusi, dov'è la stazione? Ma lo sa anche un bambino dov'è la stazione di Bologna.
But even a baby knows where the station of Bologna is.
Ma lo sa anche un bambino dov'è la stazione di Bologna.
But even a baby knows where the Bologna train station is.
Ma lo sa anche un bambino dov'è la stazione di Bologna. Ma io sono di Berlino.
But I'm from Berlin.
Io sono di Berlino.
But I'm from Berlin.
Ma io sono di Berlino. Oh, mi scusi.
Oh, sorry.
Mi scusi.
I'm sorry.
Mi scusi.
So this is a bit embarrassing.
Ich bin auch in Berlin.
Are you really? Well, the beginning of this dialogue gives us a wonderful phrase that you can use in many different circumstances in Italy. Dove?
Dove?
Dove è?
Dove è?
So because there are very many vowels in this little phrase, we usually put them together. So you hear the phrase, where is it, or where is he or she? Dove la stazione?
Dove la stazione?
Dove Marco?
Dove Catherine? Qui.
So this is very useful for creating questions. But here we're asking about la stazione. And the person who responds has a very sarcastic and almost mean-spirited answer.
Lo sa anche un bambino dov'è la stazione.
So, where the station is the end of this phrase. Dove la stazione di Bologna. That doesn't change. The beginning is what's funny. We say, lo sa anche un bambino. Even a baby, anche un bambino, knows where the station is.
Lo sa anche un bambino dov'è la stazione di Bologna.
So, lo sa means he knows it or she knows it. So lo sa anche un bambino. So the bambino is the person knowing this stuff. So even a baby knows.
Lo sa anche Catherine.
And then the person says, well, come on. I may not be a baby, but...
Io sono di Berlino.
So ma, but...
Ma io sono di Berlino.
Di Berlino. Io sono di Chicago. Where are you from, Marco?
Io sono di Trento.
Di Trento? So none of us are from Bologna. This is a way to describe where you're from. I am... Io sono, Catherine. I am... of Berlino. So, io sono di Berlino.
Sì, I think it's nice because you have a lot of words here that you can use and you can combine them together. For example, let's see if you get this. Anche un bambino di Berlino sa dov'è la stazione di Bologna.
Even a baby di Berlino, from Berlin, lo sa dove, knows where the station is. di Bologna. And at the very end, the person who had this kind of rude little comment about babies knowing where the station is says, oh, I'm so sorry.
Mi scusi.
Mi scusi. So this is a bit formal. You could say this if you bump into someone. Mi scusi. I'm sorry. Or if you want to interrupt someone and ask for directions. Mi scusi. Dove la stazione?
Yeah.
So like we hear this twice. Yeah, exactly.
So it's mi scusi. Can I get an information? Or, oh, mi scusi.
I'm so sorry. I just made an idiot of myself. Well,
yes.
Mi scusi. So we're going to hear this dialogue three more times. And when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about how we can use these phrases.
Dialogue, first time.
Mi scusi, dov'è la stazione?
Ma lo sa anche un bambino dov'è la stazione di Bologna.
Ma io sono di Berlino.
Mi scusi.
Dialogue, second time.
Mi scusi, dov'è la stazione?
Ma lo sa anche un bambino dov'è la stazione di Bologna.
Ma io sono di Berlino.
Mi scusi.
Dialogue, third time.
Mi scusi, dov'è la stazione?
Ma lo sa anche un bambino dov'è la stazione di Bologna.
Ma io sono di Berlino.
Mi scusi.
First of all, Marco, dov'è la stazione di Bologna? Is it very obvious where it is? Is it downtown, out of town?
No, it's actually pretty close to the center. You can walk along the porticos and you get to the main square, no? Piazza Maggiore.
Mm-hmm. So the main square is very close to the station. So that's maybe why
10 minutes walking.
It's so obvious to this person who
says, always go straight, basically.
Yeah. So anche un bambino sa dove la stazione.
It's actually funny because this is a dialogue that we took from a song. There is a song by Lucio Dalla that has this little piece that even anche un bambino. It says actually not even a kid can get lost in Bologna.
It is not a huge town, so it's the beautiful though. So I recommend visiting. But maybe you're in Berlin and you meet some Italians. Say dove la stazione? The station, the train station, could be in any city.
It's actually a pretty big city for Italian standards.
Yeah.
So it's an important city in Italy.
You could also say dove la stazione di Roma?
Sì.
Dove la stazione di Milano? So you can have all these different questions that you make out of the words we've got in today's dialogue. So I think, yeah, it's very, very useful. And Bologna is worth visiting because it's quite pretty.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very nice.
Big university.
And especially in summer, like they're strolling. And
you know what they say? Great gelato.
You know what they say about Bologna?
What do they say about Bologna?
That there's so many porticos that even if it rains, you don't get wet.
Oh, how charming. Well, we hope that this has been useful for you. If you have any questions about today's content, please get in touch with us via our website, italianpod.com, or our email address.
italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
The best way to learn is to practice, so we hope to see you on our website. Until next time, everyone. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.